Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
Oh, I got
formerly Kelty Colleen.
Oh.
Which we're going to get a little sneak peek of.
Are you wearing your retainer right now?
Had them in for this whole day.
Oh. Are they working? Is it straightening your teeth?
Yeah.
You can't really.
I mean, they better be because it's why I'm wearing them.
Is it hurting you?
No.
Do you wear them at dinner?
It's annoying. You can't eat with them.
Or like drink anything of color.
Just water.
Yeah. Oh.
It's really annoying. I got to be honest.
But you don't talk with a lisp with it. Some people do.
I've gotten used to it, but I only have to do 12 weeks, which if I had to do longer, I don't know if I would do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, screw that. Jared's on it for like 8 months.
Oh!
He's on the drugs.
He's on it.
The only thing that's good about it is that it makes you floss like multiple times a day.
And then you also don't really snack.
True.
As much, I would assume. Jared doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I still find my like ways to snack. So it's really, everyone's like, it's like amazing weight loss. I'm like, I don't know how you, if you realize how dedicated I am to food. It's certainly more than just having to floss after I eat.
You're like, I'm going to suck on this Cheez-It and then just swallow it without chewing.
I'm going to make this delicious Cheez-It smoothie.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't understand. Don't underestimate me. Okay.
Where there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Yeah. True that. Okay. On that note, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay. I can't wait to share my good week, bad week.
Well, let's hear it.
My bad week is that they are auditioning for the next Roxy in Chicago.
Yes.
In Chicago, the Broadway play.
Yeah.
Show, musical. Am I brain dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're doing a Facebook search.
Yeah.
You have to post an audition video and use hashtag the search for Roxy.
It's great.
And then the public is going to choose.
No.
I think you could get it.
Do you know my entire team was like, you are absolutely not doing a public audition for Roxy in Chicago, which honestly, thank God they said that to me. Because if any of them were like, do it, girl, I would have been like, you're fired.
Wait, really?
So are you going to do it?
I'll do it.
You can't. You can't dance right now. You have to dance. You have to dance the Froog, which is one of the dances.
I have
in
the
it.
Video from my home movies from like 15 years
Did
ago.
Did you actually do the Roxy choreo? Yeah. It's 15 years ago. They're going to be like, this girl's like 80 now.
They're going to be like, this is definitely shot on a handheld camera.
It was definitely a handy cam. Okay.
And you have to sing.
What song?
The one you sing all the time.
Roxy. But don't you think I should do it and just get all the Lady Gang girls to vote me up?
This is what I was scared of.
Actually get it. Then what?
It'd be amazing.
I would be so mad.
Wait, no.
Not, because you didn't try.
I need Kelty to get it because it would just be so fucking. It's like, now you're in a play. Good luck.
No, they're never going to. I mean, I love you, but you
will never make it.
It's not going to happen for you. But try to prove us wrong.
I want to see you prove us wrong.
You also have to do a monologue, which is the number one thing I want to view when I smoke weed and watch you.
Kelty is not. She's so good at monologues. You're so good at talking and talking and talking.
But like this, I mean, can we do a sampling? Can we just say F good week, bad week right now? And can I give you the Roxy Hart monologue? And
how
can
do you, have it? Why do you have the monologue?
Because they have on the website the search for Roxy or like the.
No, this is a quickie episode. We'll do this week on the quickie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can't we just switch it up?
No, I don't think
we, Alex, think we need a whole monologue of
hearing
this.
Her
we
do.
We don't need Roxy Hart.
No, we don't, because as much as you guys care about it, there's
no
so many people that don't care about it.
A lot of people message us and they're like, we need to see you guys compete
but
in
so
Roxy.
So many people
I'm gonna
don't.
Do it. I'll post it. What's your fucking good week? It's time for good week, bad week. Say it.
That was my bad week.
Oh, yeah.
And my good week, you're such a dick, is that my wedding dress fits me.
Oh, girl.
You tried it on?
Yeah, I had to.
Why?
A long story. But I was like, oh, fuck. It was in a pile in the bottom of my closet.
No, you didn't put it in a keepsake box?
No.
A keepsake box?
No.
You have to get a professionally keepsaked and then the air sucked out of it so it doesn't yellow. Becca, everyone knows that.
But then how am I going to try it on every 3 years to make sure that I can fit in it?
You can take it out and then you have to do it again.
Why don't people just sell their wedding dresses?
I would sell mine, but
like,
I also...
Do you need it?
The only reason that I feel weird about selling it is like, I want my daughter, if I have one, to be able to like wear it, because my sister and I used to spend hours in my mom's wedding dress.
Oh, I thought you meant like wear it for your wedding. I'm like, wow, that is.
I almost wore my mom's.
Yeah.
I almost wore my mom's.
I would never wear my mom's. It was like a huge, big 80s poof sleeves.
You should, and just you make it a mini.
Ew.
Or a crop.
Ew. You're like smiling and ew.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You know what? I would maybe redo it for like a reception kind of situation.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that.
All right. Well, my good week. Brad Pitt loves me.
Oh my God. Your Instagram.
He looks really hot.
He's hot.
He's
Brad
so
Pitt,
hot.
You didn't even know what really happened. He came up to me. I was sitting on my scooter and he was like, oh my God, what happened? And he put his hand on my hand.
No.
And it was on, you know, it was on the protective gate between us. And no. he was like, oh my God, what happened? He's like, oh, he's like, tell me you have a good story. And I was like, I need to be interviewing you right now. But I was like, well, I was walking in heels. And he was like, fashion, it'll get you. Then we did the cute whole interview. And then he turned back and he goes, so what? Oh, you're on crutches? Yes, crutches, man. Somebody's got it. Invent a better set of those. So uncomfortable in
your
armpits,
joking.
You know? And I was like, I know, Brad.
Oh my God.
I know. And he was like, okay, well, feel better next time I see you.
Was he hitting on you?
Wait,
he wasn't hitting on me, but he was.
Are you being like the nemesis right now who thought Tom Cruise was in love with her?
Brad Pitt is not.
Why would that be something to brag about?
Exactly. No, Brad Pitt and I.
If Tom Cruise
we have
was
a
hitting
friendship.
On you,
yes.
Ugh. Yes. That front tooth.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me that if you were walking down the street and Tom Cruise was like, "Hey, girl," you wouldn't be like, "Oh my God!"
I would use it the same way I'm using Brad Pitt.
Exactly. Thank you.
I wouldn't. Okay. Whatever.
You wouldn't acknowledge. Come on.
I would acknowledge. I wouldn't brag.
Mm-mm.
I'd be like, dude, it was so f***ed up that Tom Cruise hit on me.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, that's
you'd
never
be dating
happen.
Him. Okay.
Maybe. No,
okay.
He's too short.
Bad week. So at another movie premiere. No, was it a movie premiere? I was at the Toronto Film Festival. It's a little old, but I was on the red carpet and there was like all these stars coming, star after star after star. It was like really crazy. And this publicist comes up to me and she goes, hey, one question only. You know, because normally you have like four or five questions.
Right.
And like if they're real dicks, they're like, one question. She's in a hurry, you know. She's like, one question only. Can you do that or I can't bring her? And I was like, yeah, no, for sure. And then like I had just broken my foot, so I wasn't my best self. But then I looked at this
you
publicist.
You mean you were on pills?
Yes.
I was on Percocets.
And so I looked at her and to the publicist, and I go, well, what does she want to talk about? And she looks at me and she goes,
The movie.
Yeah. And I said.
It's fair yeah. answer.
I know. And I'm not mad about that. But then I said, I know, but like what part is she really passionate about? Because there's so many parts to the movie. And I was like, does she want to talk about women overcoming adversity? Does she want to talk about her athleticism? Does she want to talk about like whatever, you know? And she just goes, the movie.
Oh.
And I felt like a f***ing dud. And it took me still to this day. It's been like 21 days. I'm still thinking about it. Still embarrassed.
It's going to be that one thing that, you know, you're going to bed when you're like 55 years old and you're thinking about
you're
that
like,
one.
The movie. But also like, that publicist. You were just trying to make her client shine.
And the client's a little boring and doesn't say much. So and has a torrid love life. So it's like, if I'm not going to ask about the love life, give me something where I can feature this person being interesting about a topic of the movie they are excited about is what I meant. But anyway, okay, Jack.
All right. Well, my good week is I found a new Facebook page that I'm obsessed with, and it's called People Who Sort of Look Like Adam Sandler But Aren't Adam Sandler.
Sounds amazing.
It is. So it's just all – everybody should join. It's just all these guys.
Oh, my God. Look, you're right.
That look so much – that guy doesn't really – that look a lot like Adam Sandler, like in – like, you know, religious papers.
Oh, my God. That guy looks so much like Adam Sandler.
They do look like Adam Sandler.
Wow, that's
Adam
great.
Sandler's like a pretty – like
generic-looking
guy.
Does Adam Sandler know about that?
I'm sure.
Hope so. Look, they all have Adam Sandler looks. So go join the group. It's great. I have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
My bad week is last week we had to get our makeup done for something. So I was over at Becca's new house that she moved into. That's beautiful, by the way. And I was going to change. So I go into her bathroom. I lift up the toilet to go pee. And there was a massive, massive turd in the toilet had flushed.
The guest toilet?
Yeah. And it looked like it'd been sitting there for days.
Who would have been pooping in there?
You know, one of the inspectors?
You know what? We had production people in the house.
Oh.
Those motherfuckers. Again,
they
with the fucking
poops.
Poops.
It didn't even look like somebody tried to flush
that
it.
That is so.
It looked like it had. You know,
why
like,
didn't you tell me?
Because I was going to.
Because then I could have figured out who it was.
Well, then I wanted to use it for the podcast and want to tell you.
Well, that really fucked me.
Okay. I was going to be like, remember the time when you thought I clogged your toilet? Well, I didn't because it's whoever the this ghost pooper is.
Ghost pooper. That's gross. I can't wait to tell Zach.
I know. It was nasty.
I would never poop in that bathroom.
Well, I have a timestamp on it, so maybe you could figure out who it was. Not a timestamp.
You took a picture?
You took a picture? No, gross.
No. Timestamp. Like,
you
I know what
time
was over there.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about me. Bye.
Are we? Shocker.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today was my longtime and beloved agent at CAA, who then decided I was such a big star and making so much money that she would quit the business and run far, far away from Hollywood. She then passed me on to another agent named Mark, who then quit the business and ran far, far away from Hollywood. Both of them decided to make a dramatic life change.
Is there a theme here?
Yeah, it's me. I hear you. Together, they launched Obey, Our Body Electric, which is an online streaming fitness platform. You might have heard the ads on our network. They give you access to 2,500-plus on-demand classes for less than the cost of one studio fitness class. Ashley did it all while raising her son, and guess what? She's pregnant right now with a Halloween baby, and we still see her working out, which means if she can do it, we can all do it. Except me, I have a broken leg right now. Here to keep us motivated, share fitness tips, and talk about me, please welcome to the podcast the founders of Obey Fitness, Mark Millett and Ashley Mills.
Welcome.
That was quite an intro.
Yeah, it was the most Kelty-centric intro I've ever heard.
It's about me. No. I'm so excited, you guys. So did you know, I knew you were leaving to do this. You left the business and you knew you were going to do this, but did you know?
You know, it's, we had a hunch we would do something together.
Yeah.
You know, down the road. So we were talking about it.
Do you ever miss, like, wrangling celebrities and doing deals?
Not really. We're doing our own deal. So that part of the equation is still part of our lives. But no, wrangling celebrities is not something I miss.
I do miss
the corporate Amex. That was something I enjoyed quite a bit.
Don't have that anymore.
No.
I miss our staff meetings, because if you think about an agency, it's like the epicenter of all things happening in the world. And so you could be in a Monday staff meeting and know that something was happening before it even happened.
Yeah.
So the little gossip in me.
Yeah.
Like that.
You loves it. Okay. So how did you start this, and how did you even begin? Because it seems you kind of started around the same time that Lady Gang started, and yet you have like 400 employees and like a lot going on, and we're just like the three of us.
I wish we had 400 employees. Yeah. We could use
and
some
a full time, you know, sushi bar,
right?
And scooters. No.
You work at Google,
if only.
Because neither of you are tech people, so how do
we
you
are even... not? We yeah. are not. We've learned Mandarin and lots of non. We've not learned the technical languages. Let's just say that. And made many mistakes along the way. But we have a really amazing tech product, and we have surrounded ourselves by people who know tech way better than we do. So that's been pretty cool. But to answer your question in terms of like how we started Obey, we, you know, obviously media was changing so much.
Yeah.
We were used to selling to broadcast and cable networks. We were, you know, building incredible talent like yourself.
Thank you.
And we just saw like a really big void when it came to at-home fitness, because we both had moms who worked out in the 80s. To Jane Fonda and Richard Simmons, and it was like always a party. And then for us, we were used to these incredible boutique fitness experiences at SoulCycle and Y7 and all of these great studios. And it was just like crazy that we couldn't have that experience if we weren't, you know, didn't have like logistical ability to go to these classes. And so at the time, I had just had my son.
Right.
And I remember there was this moment where I was watching a yoga video online, and I had my phone with a Spotify playlist trying to like sync the two to have this like beat driven cool experience, and I failed miserably. And I was like, why on earth doesn't this exist? And I'm from Dayton, Ohio. Mark's is from Syracuse, New York. Our families don't have access to
this stuff.
My family's
from Syracuse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love that. They just don't have any access to these great studios.
Right.
And it was just like so clear and obvious to us that there was a massive hole in the marketplace, and that we, you know, we knew we were very well poised to fill it.
Now that you're the owners of fitness, do you feel the pressure to be hot at all times?
Totally. I mean, that's why
like Mark just said he listened to the Dr. Diamond episode and he was like, how can I get an appointment? Like,
oh, God.
I was with him last night.
Can you slide me in before we take off tomorrow? No, I mean, do we feel pressure to exude, you know, a healthy lifestyle? Absolutely. You know, the funny part about when you're building and running a fitness company is you don't really have time to work out. And that's why
you're the ultimate client.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the shoemaker's daughter a little bit. But the thing is our classes are 28 minutes. So at the end of the day, when we get home before work starts, we end up, you know, able to fit in a class. And it's a great way for us to, you know, continue to look at the programming and making it better. But you know, it's funny. I think that when you work in the entertainment business, one of the great things is you get so excited about stars like you, Kelty. And you get really, really excited. And you get excited about new properties and new projects. And we were also the kind of people who got excited about fitness talent. Like, we were the annoying people at the dinner party who didn't shut up about SoulCycle or Barry's or Tracy Anderson. The list goes on. And everybody wants to have that sort of instructor in their lives, somebody who's making them look better, feel better, mm-hmm. and getting them excited to work out and take on the day. So our mission was to take great talent like that and put them in everyone's lives so that they can be excited about their life too.
Oh, I love that.
Awesome.
Talk to me about hiring and firing people, because this is something that...
Wait, how many employees do you guys have?
45 total.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's including instructors, production, and then our core team.
Yeah. And so you guys, you hire people. I'm mm-hmm. assumed you have had to fire people so far.
Yes.
Okay. I just auditioned, as I say, like 9 different people to be an assistant position. And mm-hmm. I went through and I was like, wow, some people are really good at doing interviews and some people are horrible, but I'm sure they're nice people. Like, it's such a weird thing. So for you guys, how did you audition your people? And then, like, what's your tips to the girls listening to, like, slay their interview and then also like get fired?
Yeah, I think that like the hiring part's a little bit easier, right? So like for where we are as a business now, which was very different when I was at CA and we were hiring assistants, it was really about like who had a great work ethic, who was detail oriented, who did you want to be around? That's obviously you spend so much time with them. But now where we are as a business is like we need really senior people who are experts in a given category. And so I think because of that, we've used recruiters. We've had other people who are subject matter experts. Like I can interview a developer, but I don't know if they can actually write code.
Right.
And so we need them to meet with someone else who can sort of like help in that process. And then I think the hardest part though is once you hire that person, how do you onboard them? How do we bring them into our culture? And then how do you manage them?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're spending a lot of money on people and you need to make sure that you're getting the best version of them.
Right.
And that requires like a certain kind of environment and everyone is so different.
Yeah.
I feel like the firing is easy. Like once you've made that decision, you've made that decision. But like it's that in between that you have to really figure out how to optimize and make really strong.
On the hiring front, you meet so many great people and it's a process. People have to really understand like the main mission of the company. And when you are hiring someone or firing someone, it's usually either because they have a great understanding of what the end goal is and they're given skill sets they're in, or on the firing side, it's they don't understand the company as like a living, breathing organism. They don't understand the long-term vision. And especially at a startup, it's not a 9-to-5. It's a full-time job.
Yeah,
you are constantly iterating and everything is a victory and everything is an emergency and everything is life and death.
Oh my God.
And I don't, and Kelsey. that could be someone starting a bake shop. That could
right,
be someone
sure.
starting their own influencer business. That could be someone starting an at-home fitness platform. Right.
Yeah.
And so you need that all hands on deck mentality. And we've had interesting situations in our office, by the way, for the most part, the most fabulous team on the planet to date, the most fabulous team on the planet, but along the way where maybe someone hasn't really seen sort of the forest through the trees, and that's kind of a moment where you have a conversation.
Yeah.
I hate that part. All right. I'm ready for the story.
The Kelty story?
Yep.
Of course you are.
Are we so really much. Getting a Kelty story right now?
No, this is amazing.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah. I think
it Michael Yeo amazing?
Yeah.
It okay. is?
All right. It's a level.
Oh, my God.
It's actually almost, it might be better than this. Okay. I will.
Okay.
She only invites people on this
podcast talk about
to talk about her. If you haven't noticed.
Like, that was the craziest intro I've ever heard. I don't even, like, if I didn't already know they did. Like, oh, Kelty's friends.
The Kelty gang.
Kelty's cheerleaders.
Lady gang no more.
You guys are dicks. Okay. So, All right. So I needed a new agent. Right? Is that how this happened?
Yeah. You were represented at another agency.
Right.
And you wanted to come to CAA.
Right. I wanted to come to Ashley or CAA and Ashley because Carolyn, we had a group friend.
Yes.
And they set up a meeting. They're like, you're going to go meet and try to like see. And I thought that was like, you're going to go sell yourself on why they should sign you. Uh-huh. So.
Oh, no.
Okay. So she comes into CAA and you guys have been there. It's like, it's marble. It's fancy. It's all of these things. And here comes in Kelty with her husband. You brought Chris.
Yeah.
What? And her book, her self-published book.
Oh, my God.
And a poster board.
No, f*** yourself. You're joking.
No, listen to this.
Wait, so, a poster board that's been filled out or is blank?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. No, it was it was basically like how to pitch Kelty and like who Kelty is. And I don't remember. And it had different colors.
I have a sign. I have a picture of it. I don't have it right here, but I'll post it.
She used different colors of markers to explain herself.
Yeah. And it's all handwritten?
Oh, yeah. Of course it was.
Oh.
And it was very well organized. But I remember because I represented Alexa Chung at the time.
Yes.
And it was like the fashion of Alexa Chung.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I didn't have
the
that.
Gumption like, of she was, Barbara Walters.
She was like quirky and funny and fun. And I was like, I love this chick.
Yeah.
And we just hit it off.
With the gravitas of Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Kelty's like, let me help you help me.
Wait, let me help you help me is going to be my next book.
I hate you.
Let
it
me
makes sense.
Help you.
There's no better
me.
Client.
Actually,
no better...
you should use that for a chapter of whatever.
That is,
there's
you
no
know
better
what?
Client than that a client would plan.
That's what true. I say. I disagree.
No.
Okay, let's hear it.
Someone on my team complains if I really take charge. Is that the wrong person for me?
That's the wrong person for
me. I don't know. I don't know enough info.
I just
info,
had an epiphany.
But I think that
I need to fire
But I think that any client, agent, client, you know, whomever relationship is a two-way street. And I think that it's not just what have you done for me lately. It's like how can we work together to, you know, meet your goals, make you a living, and take the next step every single month and every single year. And I think that that's an iteration that needs to happen together.
Yeah.
Well, and in my defense,
there's no need to defend.
No, there's not.
No,
really
it was amazing because it was like you
but
were unapologetically.
I will say Chris
you.
Had told me, you know, we weren't married yet, but Chris, I had been with Chris and he was a manager. And
right,
he
you
said,
were Kelty Colleen.
I was Kelty Colleen.
Oh
and
God.
He had said to me, nothing drives me crazier than a client who doesn't know what they want. They just want success, but they don't know what that is. And he's like, I don't have time to sit there all night and be like, is it a book? Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Like, what do you want? He's like, the best kind of client for me is like, here's the 10 things I want to do this year.
Yep.
Go make it happen. And so that's why I made the list. I'm quirky with the fashion of Alexa Chung.
Oh my God.
And I hadn't even had a real job yet. That was the best part. Like, I think I was like
you
a part-time correspondent.
Yeah.
Because you did my first real correspondent
right.
deal. So
right,
I was like
right.
coming in there like, here I am. But like, I was making like $40,000 a year. Like, it was like, enjoy your $3,000 commission, Ashley.
Why don't you work a little harder next time?
Yeah.
No, but you were like the greatest client because you did know exactly what you wanted and you were like super clear and you would always like find you were like so good about finding out all kinds of information that was going on.
I know.
And you were like, oh, there's this audition and it was like some clandestine audition that no one knew about and then we could
what
like
were you
get
auditioning
Kelty in there.
For
just hosting things.
Oh.
I didn't get any of them. That's why I'm still here. That's why I'm with the Lady Gang. Okay, cool. I just thought that was a great story, don't you think?
It's very Kelty.
Okay.
Handwritten.
It was like in like the Crayola.
God,
like
I can't believe
it's like I was born
you.
In the 80s.
Were there any clippings? I mean, I feel like that's important for a mood board. Any like magazine?
Yeah.
It was just words of.
It wasn't
words
like a big ransom note.
Like Pantone example.
Yeah.
No, it was like
here's my aesthetic is like a periwinkle.
It was very
fifth grade.
It's very like cheerleader-esque.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Like, it was like 3 years ago.
Old no, enough to know
not.
Better. Hey, it
old
worked.
Enough to know better. It did work.
It worked.
Look at her now.
It
and
worked.
Then we, like, worked
you
together for
person.
A year, and then she left to start Obey. So
it was only
great.
A year that we worked together?
Like 2 years, I think. It was
friends
sad.
Yeah, I know.
It was sad.
I was very sad to leave you.
But I've been happy for you.
Thank you. And I've been happy for you and all the success that you guys have had here.
I want to ask you
thank
something.
You.
Yes.
Sometimes on Obey, when I'm working out, I see a girl with vagina sweat. And I like you for leaving it in. It's a problem. It's not
a
problem.
Are they wearing like a light
pant? They wear leggings, but you know, like when you do a good workout, they don't wear t-shirts or whatever. They're like wearing their like fitness looks.
But here's our we actually appreciate you recognizing that. We have 14 we have 14 live classes every day.
Yeah.
And we made a rule in the beginning, no like, you know, local newscaster, with all due respect to all the fabulous local newscaster, you know, hair and makeup before working out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we don't need a mega lash and a mega lip and, you know, bronzer for the workout.
Yeah.
And we want to show real life. And part of
real life is a sweaty vagina
mark. You sweat in certain parts. But that's the other thing. Our instructors, they're doing the workout with you. Like, they're not saying, here's the rep and counting it down. They're doing every rep with you.
Right.
They're going full throttle, balls to the wall, in the same way you are. And so to watch them sweat and pour their heart out, you know, on our set is really important.
But what a weird time.
I have a question, too. So it's subscription-based.
It is.
It is.
And is it month to month? Like, what's the deal? Yeah. Give us the rundown.
Oh, yeah. And then what's the deal for our girl?
Yes.
Because I know I said bring a deal.
Yes, yes, yes. We got a deal for you.
Bring your poster board out, girl.
We got a deal for you.
Okay. So in terms of what it's 14 live classes a day, 7 days a week. So there's really no excuse ever. 28-minute classes. We also have 10-minute express classes.
Ooh.
So if, like, midday, you're
Jack,
like,
you've never worked out in your
She can
life.
Do 10 minutes.
I can do 10 minutes.
I believe in her. Okay. Maybe.
I love it. All right. We got to get you working out.
No, Ashley emailed and was like, hey, I'll sign up the girls for like a membership. And I was like, don't worry about Jack. She never works out.
Wait.
I only got one for Becca.
Fine.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you're not wrong. Is it through your computer?
Yeah, so you can do it on your computer. We also have an iOS app. So it's all those live classes. And then we do, we have 2,500 on-demand workouts. You could literally work out whenever, wherever.
That was my next
question. It's like all the variety. So it's everything
that
you love about boutique fitness. It's Pilates, it's Sculpt, it's HIIT, dance cardio.
And
yoga.
What kind of do you need equipment for any of them?
So you don't need equipment, and then you can level up as you get stronger with resistance bands that Kelty has in
and
her dressing
room. And we put in the lady box.
And you guys put in the lady box, yeah.
Them.
Awesome. And and we have sliders and ankle weights and all kinds of like fun stuff.
And we have people who are working out like in their hotel rooms too.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So let's say they don't have weights
with them.
They'll use water bottles, wine bottles, or just no weights at all. Yeah. And our instructor will give you the modifications along the way.
Yeah. One time I took the marble off a side table and I used that as my weight and then I put it back.
Love it.
Sounds dangerous.
Sounds very dangerous.
It was like a little round, you know, and like it just slips out. And I was like, it was like a plate.
I'm not sure our insurance covers that, but you know.
Yeah.
How much is it per month?
So it's $27 a month, which is the average price of one boutique
class.
Fitness
Yeah, that's
class.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you get all of those classes for that price. We have a lot of people who are like, tell us all the time, I quit my gym membership. I don't go to this thing anymore that I used to go to because it's just so convenient. I can do it at home or wherever I am. And for the lady gang.
Yeah, what's our deal?
The deal is a month free, your first month free with the code lady gang.
Ooh, get it, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so
that's really exciting.
I hope you all enjoy.
I just moved into a house that actually has enough space for me to work out at home in.
Amazing.
And I have like a little designated area, and I find that I enjoy working out at home more.
Yeah.
So it's happening. I'm downloading.
It's fun. By the way, there's no commute to the studio, no 15
you
minutes
also don't
there.
Have to wear a bra.
You can dance with your pants off.
I have worked out naked at home before, the like one time that I've worked out.
I love
you
it.
You chose to do it naked?
I didn't have a top on.
Hey, it's your house.
Naked stretching.
No. Naked stretching.
No, the worst part of working out is getting dressed and going to the gym.
I mean, isn't that the worst part of any day in general?
Like, yeah, and leaving and like waking up and not being half dead like you're asleep. Yeah. Totally.
I love it.
It's really cute.
Cool.
And I like it when you do the live classes, although I can't really do the live classes because it gets too crazy, but I do the on-demand. But when you do the live classes, like, they put up your name. And so, like, Peter will be like, get it, Becca. And you're like, oh, my God, me?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's cute. It's really cute. Okay.
It's really cool.
Okay, awesome. Go get your free month, lady gang. When we come back, Ashley and Mark are going to fix your lives.
You're listening to the lady gang.
And we're back.
Oh. This is my
Jack's part.
Sorry, I didn't have my papers. Okay, so for this part of the podcast, we have our listeners write in, and we give them advice to questions that we're probably not qualified to give advice for.
Not sure we are either. But
yeah, it's fine. You're at the right place.
Here we go.
Okay, so our first question comes, and it's not like all workout related. This is just life related.
Awesome.
So first question comes from Single in SoCal. She says, here's the deal. I've been going to – oh, this one's the gym one. I've been going to this gym for a few months because I need to lose weight and be healthier. First weekend, and the guy in one of the classes helped me put my equipment away. He never introduced himself, and we didn't talk that day. I've seen him a couple times since then as I'm walking to go into my class, but I have zero game. I just moved into the city and I am self-conscious because of my weight. Do I try to take some classes with him so I can attempt to talk, or should I keep going about my routine? Please help. How would you guys recommend talking to somebody?
I'd hop right into that class.
Yeah?
And I would need help putting equipment away again. I'd be spilling equipment all over the floor every class.
So then he thinks you're like a total klutz.
Damn. And then doing a little bend and snap action.
It's a reason to have an exchange.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like a helpful guy. Yeah. Check.
But single in SoCal, just go out and get it.
Yeah, get it.
We're only here once.
I'm such a narcissist that like when I go to the gym, I make up like stories in my head.
Like
I'll be on the thing. Like sometimes like I'll go to the gym in a hotel that a random city I'm in, and I'll be like on the treadmill and I'll be like, yeah, that guy's hot. He's not hot, but like I'm making it up.
There's not even a guy on the treadmill.
He's impressed by me. Like, you know, the other gym workers.
Totally.
I think that the strangers at the gym can be a great motivator for you. Like this guy, I don't go out with him. Never talk to him. Just secretly like go to the classes because you're going to keep showing up in this love interest. And by the time you feel confident, you're going to go to the gym so much, you're going to have your hottie body ready.
But then never talk to him.
No, like not this week.
Okay.
I think in 6 months.
I think that, you know, to...
No, Becca? No.
But to single in SoCal's point, I mean, I think that...
Sleeps in Seattle. Whew. Is this going to be a bummer when the next two are anonymous?
Alliteration. But I think the gym can be intimidating. And so...
So intimidating.
I do think she should be in that class, but maybe she should be working out with us from home first. Mm-hmm. On Obey.
Ooh.
Get a little groove going. Get that group fitness move going at home and then, see what happens in class.
Yeah, I think when you're more confident, if you're doing like the type of I don't know what class they're doing, but if you know the main moves, you won't be embarrassed. Not knowing what you're doing.
You'll feel more like that.
And you know, the funny part about learning any fitness routine is it's intimidating at first. It's scary, that first class, that second class.
Yeah.
But usually by class number three, if you're sticking with it, you'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll get it. You just have to stick with
it. Except if you go to Tracy Anderson. Because every time I went to Tracy Anderson, I cried.
There's getting it.
There's
Tracy
like the fucking dance routines. They're 25 minutes long. I'm like, what is this, a Broadway show?
Wait,
it's a no for me.
Why
you just
so
should smoke.
Says the Rockette.
Weed? Meth and like go in there and just be prepared to dance.
It was just anyway.
That sounds like my nightmare.
It's not for me.
It's not my jam.
It is. People
is it just
like
a big, it's just a long dance?
She has like, it's like culty, so she has dance classes, but they do this, they're like, okay, now it's time for parade, and like everyone gets up and does the routine, and like if it's your first class, you're like, what the f***? Right. And they never stop to teach it.
Right.
They never stop to teach it. You're just supposed to pick it up through the air.
Have you ever watched her videos of like the girls in her class taking it, and how awkward they look? I'd be so f***ing mad.
If you posted that. Also a good thing about working out at home. They're not going
to
talk shit on it. This is their friend.
They're like silent.
There's one celeb that goes in there and thinks she rocks it every time.
Oh my God, I love when people think they rock it when they don't.
I mean, not rock it. I do love seeing somebody rock it though. Like even if they're off.
Even if they're not.
Yeah, even if they're on the wrong
team. But they're having a good time.
If they're letting that flag, fly, I love seeing that.
Yeah, we did a workout class together for the start of our tour and Jack went and it was great. It was the first workout class she'd ever done. It was a dance class.
What did you guys do? Okay.
It was like a dance thing. I can't dance. I hate dancing.
It was the Miami dance workout.
305. That's a fun one.
Yeah,
that's a fun one.
It was fun to watch Jack.
But you do feel like a jackass.
I felt like such a jackass.
Why am I air humping the air?
Hey, the other thing is in those situations, you are paying a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And
to look like an idiot.
I think that can be sort of a difficult pill to swallow if you're paying that much money and maybe it's not feeling like working.
I could have bought a second house based on the amount of money in 2016 I spent at SoulCycle.
I'm sure. Because
I was there
five days a week.
It's
$45 a class by the time you park and drive.
Yeah.
And crazy.
And then you get, water and a juice. And...
Oh, God. I had to rent shoes.
$100
so
class.
We love Soul, though. We
No, I love SoulCycle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great thing to go. Like, you could go on a Saturday.
I call it a shit cycle.
Because you hate it or it makes you poop.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing about spinning, though. Some people love it.
Some people hate it.
It's like cilantro. I mean, you are either having cilantro on your guac all night long or it tastes like paint.
You're right.
And I think
that's true.
Some people just don't. You know,
I love the spin. See, I used to spin back in my other life.
Okay, Jane Fonda. What's our next question?
Okay, next question comes from Anonymous, sadly.
I could just see your spinning outfit in my mind right now.
Well, I didn't have like a spinning outfit.
Oh, I think you did.
It was leggings and
Sounds like an outfit to me.
Sounds like an outfit to Mark.
I wasn't naked, sadly, on that one.
Leggings and no top.
Bouncing around.
My tiny boobs.
There's nothing worse than a sideways, like, tiny boob. Like, when
I have, like, little droopy
sex and I'm on the top and it goes down like a small little waterfall, I'm like, ugh, this is disgusting.
Am I allowed to be a part of this conversation?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Yeah,
what
welcome
to the lady gang.
Wow.
When you're on top, it's not fun.
It's so bad. I'm like, bra only.
They do just,
I gotta be flat and like, ooh.
They do drop
like a little scrotum.
Just wait till you have a baby.
Like a scrotum.
Just wait till you have a baby.
Oh, no.
It's next level.
It gets worse.
They're destroyed.
I can't imagine my boobs getting worse.
Are you gonna boob lift after?
Hopefully.
Okay, cool. We'll see how many people sign up for this lady gang deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
She needs her boobs lifted.
Yeah, Ashley needs a boob lift.
I'm gonna need something.
We could do a GoFundMe for your mommy makeover.
Guys, I recently heard.
Brought to you by Dr. Diamond.
Yeah.
Dr. Diamond is.
If he's my doctor,
he doesn't do boobs.
He doesn't do boobs.
No. Only faces.
But I think that his next move, I recently heard a podcast where women are injecting stem cells into their vaginas.
To keep
and
it
it's making
young?
Them like go back in time and getting their shit tight.
I'm going to take a note on that.
Wow. So I think there's someone out there that. This is a gold mine.
Yeah, this is.
Well, don't tell me I had a medical degree.
Well, I'm not.
If I had a degree,
well versed in
what are you about to say?
Stem cells and female anatomy, but I do think that the world of vaginal rejuvenation is becoming a huge business. And
I can't believe these words are coming out of your mouth.
No, there was an article about it in the Times recently.
We knew my step grandmother was cheating on my grandfather because she went and had a vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah.
What?
Like, you aren't getting that for your husband at 50 years.
It's becoming a large sector of
it's big.
That business. Would it be plastic surgery, maybe?
Yeah, plastic surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I mean, if Kris Jenner can snip her earlobes, you can snip that floppy vagina.
Allegedly.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, what?
Allegedly.
Okay. She had like a million kids.
She talks
about
it.
She did it on Kardashians.
It was what?
Dr. Diamond did it.
Earlobe code for labia?
No.
Probably.
Dr. Diamond will do your ears, too.
He is like a Swiss Army knife.
He really is.
A really hot one.
Yeah. Hot and rich.
He's super hot. Okay. Anyways.
He has all my money.
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
Hey, gang, two of my best friends who are married have always been giant flakes and super hard to schedule with. Everyone who loves them knows this, but we all put up with it because they're just so damn fun to be with. Mm-hmm. They recently moved to my city with their toddler, and I was super excited to see them more often, to be in their kids' lives, but every single week they've been back, they've canceled plans with my husband and I on our day off or the day before. I understand they're parents now, and that shit happens, but it sucks when we pass up social outings because we've made plans with them and they end up bailing. Do I accept this as just a new phase of life and manage my expectations accordingly, or am I allowed to have a conversation with them about how annoying this is?
Yeah, have a conversation and then say, like, see you next Tuesday.
Yes.
What does that stand for?
See you next Tuesday?
See you next Tuesday.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
It's our sign-off.
There's a reoccurring theme. the word game. Got it.
Becca just said it.
But you have kids. Yeah. So did you have any friends? Like that
no.
You dropped friends?
No, Obey made her drop friends. Yeah. I made her drop friends.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have any like super flaky friends. But if I did, like you have no time when you have kids. Mm-mm. So like if you make plans, you stick to those plans. And you just don't make plans if you don't want to see that person. So,
but it's kind of the other way around because the people with the kids are the people that are flaking.
Yeah, no, but I think that's super shitty. Like, if you make plans with someone, it doesn't matter if you have kids or not. Like, right. If you make plans, you make plans.
I agree with that. I think, listen, I'm not a parent, but my guess.
But let me tell you about parenting.
He has lots of parenting advice all the time.
According to my parenting book that I wrote.
Yeah, exactly. But
I always tell him something about my son, and he's like, well, don't do this.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not a parent, but here's exactly what you should be saying to him. And your husband should not do that.
You can go.
No, but here's the thing. It's like people's lives change and maybe they're having a difficult time adjusting to the new schedule. I also think that as we get older, we have
no friends.
We have no friends, no time. And we also come to the realization that like
we don't
people
like
in
you.
Your life, we might not love them so much anymore, but we kind of like need to put them in buckets too.
Mm-hmm.
There's the friend who's always there for you, but you don't see that often.
Yeah.
But you know that if you know hell broke loose, you'd call them. Mm-hmm. And there's the friend who you love and you just can't get enough of, but like they're a flake and you don't want to excommunicate them completely, but you have to be honest and say, they're like in the party bucket. We'll hang out. We see each other at the party, but I'm not calling them if I need like a kidney.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
And you have to be, you just have to be cognizant of that.
Right. And
anonymous.
If these people have been flakes.
Anonymous in Arizona.
Anonymous.
If these people have been flakes for their whole lives, they're not changing.
No.
So anytime you make a plan with them, assume that they're probably going to cancel at the last minute.
So just don't make plans.
I just don't make plans.
Yeah.
Fine,
I'm only having children so I can cancel on plans.
Cancel, you have someone to take care of you when you're older.
That too.
Oh, shit.
That too.
Yeah.
No, I swear to you.
Maybe we should get together. we can share the responsibilities of changing our
lives. Legit, when I get to a place in life where I'm just overwhelmed because people want to be so social, I'm like, God, I just should have a kid. People will stop asking me. Like,
it is a good excuse.
What I'm doing. It's the only reason.
But I also think that you can. I also think that you
can. The only reason?
You can be good
top
friends.
Three.
You can be good friends with someone and not see them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's my favorite kind of friend.
You know?
Kelty never hangs out with friends, but apparently she has some.
I have tons of friends.
She doesn't.
No, that's not even
every time Kelty
friend,
talks about
I'm
going
friend.
To.
You guys are her friends.
No
we're not.
It's like the guy on the treadmill. Like, yeah. Like these imaginary. So
you've made us up.
I do have
every
friends.
Time she goes to like a bridal shower or like throws one or
yeah,
something.
Throws
I'm like,
a bridal
what
shower.
What the freak? You couldn't fill a bathroom
like,
with people
ladies.
You know. Yeah.
These always
that's what she
luck.
Said to me today. She's like, some person staying at her house. She's like, it's
John.
My
who's
friend
John?
She goes, John. See, I have a friend. I
my
was
friend
like,
John,
who is
we've
he?
Been friends since New York Dancers. He was on the Liberty as a tumbler, and I was a dancer. He's part of the Knicks group. And he's out of a house right now going through a hard time. And I was like, stay in my spare bedroom. And that's I'm nice. Loving having
did
him.
Did you give him an expiration date?
I did not.
Dummy.
No, but he was like, I have a place mid-October. And then he like moved allegedly. Out to another place.
Of 2020.
Didn't say a year.
But here's the thing. I'm actually so lonely now that like I love
why
having
are you so
him.
Lonely?
She's
still married.
She's in New York all the time. And so anyway, this is a different situation. But what I'm saying is that I have
this
friends.
This is a whole other
sleepless in Seattle.
This is what Kelty needs to talk to her
lonely
therapist
in LA,
about.
Right?
Kelty, why don't you do the next question as your
shut up.
I'm gonna open it up here.
No, I don't want this whole show to be
take
about me.
The floor.
Oh, f- yeah.
What's
okay.
wrong? You're lonely because your husband's traveling and you've abandoned all your friendships. That's what's happening, isn't it? You can come over anytime.
I know, but I don't like to come over.
You want me to come to you?
Yes.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah.
The other day when you came to pick up Orly, I was like, wait, is she not coming in?
She's not
upstairs.
I know, but I can't come downstairs. My foot's broken.
You could have come to me upstairs.
I thought you would just come.
No,
oh
my God.
And then you were like, okay, bye. And I was like, oh my God, I don't have any friends.
I asked you if you needed anything.
And I didn't, except friendship.
You could have
said that. Too general.
Affection and respect.
It seemed too general.
Becca leaves and Kelty's like, bye.
I didn't know if Chris was home either.
I was like, just some.
Yeah. You and Chris could have been nude in the bed. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
You have to voice your needs.
Okay, let's read the next question. No, we have to go. It's over.
That
over
was
time.
The question.
That was the question. You know Kelty is sad.
Reach out. Don't be afraid.
No, I will. I just, you know.
Okay.
I used to love, just this, in closing, I love to be alone. There's nothing more I love than to be alone with myself, cleaning a closet or reading a book. But since Chris has gone, I am back to being like a single woman. In my house, and I'm like, wow, it's actually better to be with someone in the house who I'm like, please leave the room. I need to be alone, but they're there.
Yeah, yeah. You want like together aloneness.
I want someone
that's
like together aloneness.
You want it all.
Like, I'm going together. In the closet. Shh, do not watch that Instagram video because I'm reading right. you, motherfucker. But like,
and
sit beside
me
quietly and just stroke my hair.
Right.
Like, is that too much to ask?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting a lot of head nods.
No one's saying anything. Even my friend Ashley.
Ashley.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you guys came. Good luck with your baby.
Thank you.
Baby number
Congrats.
Two.
Baby number two. Yes.
We're so excited. Say hi to Peter at Obey. He's my favorite. When I'm working out and I'm doing my deep squats, he's always like, you're a model. You're a model. Come on. Do it. Do you need a taco break? Me too. But let's do it after. And I'm like, thank you. Someone finally understands me, Peter. Girls, go to, how do they do the thing?
OBEfitness.com.
OBEfitness.com.
OBE.
OBEfitness.com and use the code
LADYGANG. And we'll put a swipe up in our story so
amazing.
Everyone can find it.
Amazing.
Thank you, Ashley and Mark. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on being successful
yes,
entrepreneurs like
you.
Us.
So great to see you.
And we'll see you in New York, probably for Thanksgiving. I'm going to come
yes.
to another class.
She's going to come to a class with Peter.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Like the Met class. That was sick.
That was sick. Okay.
But it was can we do a lady gang class? Do you have any instructors
yes.
in LA?
No, in
it
LA.
Can't be a dance one, like a super dancey one.
Because you're like a dancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
She could do a good like hip hop, like the Twins.
Come on set when you're in New York.
The Ricky sisters. Yeah, yeah, come.
The Ricky sisters?
Yeah, it's really fun. They're really fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do they wear crop tops and side ponies?
You know it.
They do, as a matter of fact. And then, Jack, we have to have you do like a 10-minute.
Like a slow yoga.
10 minutes. Something.
But you have to wear your shirt.
What if I. I want to do something with wine bottles as my waist.
We can totally do that.
Yeah, check, I'll check, do like check. An anti workout class.
Into it.
Okay.
Done.
Ooh, Jack.
Done.
That might take off. You might have to
for the slutty slobs.
For those bitches who are slutty slobs.
Yeah. I love an alliteration.
From slutty slobs.
We'll never know.
You like a t-shirt with that.
San Diego.
Okay.
Girls, San Diego.
Mark Ashley, thank you for coming. Head on over to obeyfitness.com and use your code LadyGang for a free month. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. And we will see you next Tuesday.